This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A profit at Sears? Haven't been able to report that in almost 2 years. It's been cost-cutting like mad. News there was no loss came this morning, and Sears stock is up more than 12% in pre-market trading now, even as the venerable retailer faces ongoing viability concerns. In March, Sears told investors there was, quote, substantial doubt about its future. Earlier this week, the retailer confirmed its pushback repayment on a $500 million loan. All of this leaves Sears vendors quite anxious about perhaps a bankruptcy, Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
This week's loan deal buys Sears time, but it's not a good sign, says NYU finance professor Ed Altman.
This restructuring of loans, usually done by companies, especially large, powerful ones like Sears, when bankruptcy is quite imminent.
Some Sears vendors have been reducing product shipments or demanding better terms. Last week, Sears sued a Chinese power tool vendor for refusing to honor a long-term contract. Mark Cohen is a former Sears Canada executive who teaches retail at Columbia.
Bankruptcy is a catastrophe for a vendor. All merchandise that's been shipped, received, but not yet paid for is possibly never going to be paid for.
Anxious vendors can lead to empty shelves, even less reason to go to Sears. The company is trying to reassure suppliers with its history of meeting obligations, but Cohen says the past is not a prologue to the future.
The fact that the company has paid its bills to date has no bearing on the future capacity of the company to pay its bills.
As Sears looks to the holiday season, suppliers are worried about loading their products onto a sinking ship. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.